You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse out of Chicago to take a look at the weather forecast. Let's start right here in the Midwest. Mark, farmers would like to get back in the field. Will we have open weather this week?
Certainly, there will be open weather this week, and that will be especially true from Illinois, Wisconsin, westward, especially from now through the end of next week as dry conditions prevail with no indication of any kind of significant rain. There will be a few spotty light showers in the eastern belt, namely in portions of Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, but even there, the activity will not be very heavy or wide. Spread, but that is the one portion of the belt that is not as open, per se, compared to the rest of the belt. But bottom line, it's a much different week compared to last week, which did feature the rain activity, especially this past weekend. And so certainly a much more favorable week for planting. There does look to be a rain event in week two, but at this time, it doesn't look as heavy or widespread, such as what we've seen over the past 4 to 5 days.
Producers were running at a very fast pace, put a lot of corn in the ground, even in places like Minnesota and Iowa, where sometimes it gets cold a lot faster than it does here. Weather has been cool. Any concern at all about frost or freezes in those areas?
No, Todd, not at the present time. And with the cooler weather of late, for all practical purposes, that's behind us. As some of the coldest mornings now are in the rearview mirror, and temperatures will be moderating from this point on. In fact, across the Corn Belt, we do see temperatures climbing back up to warmer than normal levels over the upcoming weekend. And that looks to stay that way through next week as well. Nothing extreme, but temperatures trending to slightly warmer than normal levels. And that's even true even in the Northwestern Belt, for example, and around Minneapolis by this by Friday, late this week, high temperature 80 degrees, and then basically 70s throughout much of next week.
The Wheat Quality Council is holding its tour of the hard red winter growing regions of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma this week. Will they have muddy boots?
No, and actually the timing is really good following the weekend rains and additional rain activity last week. The next 5-6 days is totally dry across the hard red winter wheat belt. So yeah, the timing of the tour is very good, and with temperatures still a little bit on the cool side the next few days, but overall not that far off from normal. And the next opportunity for rains will be basically the early part of next week across that zone.
So we've talked a lot about drier conditions. We probably ought to move to Brazil and talk about their winter corn crop, the Safrina. They've been dry. Will it continue to be that way?
Well, that'll continue to be that way, Todd, in Mato Grosso, the largest Safrina corn-producing state in Brazil. We see generally a lack of significant precipitation across that region over the next few weeks, which is actually the normal at this time of year, as May is kind of the first month of the dry season across that region. The one part of the Corn Belt that will see more significant rain will be the southern part, kind of centered on Paraná. That region has received rainfall over the past 7 days and will continue to see some rain activity into next week. So there will be some improvement in soil moisture for their winter corn crop, but it's really in the southern part of their belt.
Mark Russo, of course, is with Risk Pulse. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.